Hello and welcome to a special podcast here. I'm going to be speaking for about the next 10 minutes on developing strength, how to specifically improve strength, very specific tactics to do that. My name is Chris Janke, and I've been a fitness trainer since 2004. So I've been doing a lot of strength training specifically for people who want to maximize their risk reward ratio. So meaning don't want to do anything crazy, Olympic powerlifting or burpees or anything crazy like that. Want to stay within, you know, a good comfort zone and want to very gradually build strength over time without having to miss days because of injury. And actually that is the first thing that I would say is preventing injury. Warren Buffett, the famous investor, has a great quote, and he says the best way to get rich is to not lose money. And my version of that is the best way to get fit is to not get injured, whether you want to get fit cardiovascularly or strength. So today, talking a little bit more about strength. So why is strength important? Now, we all know, obviously, strength is involved in everything that we do, whether it's getting in and out of a car, carrying groceries, anything else. And the stronger you are, the more capable you are of doing these activities. Now, it also depends on the type of strength, right? There's a principle called, it's SAID, the specific adaptation to imposed demands. Basically, it just means that your body will get better at whatever you practice. So it behooves us to practice things that will benefit us in a practical manner in our day-to-day lives. So if you're not an Olympic sprinter, there's no need to practice sprinting. If you're not a powerlifter, no need to do powerlifting. So we really want to keep an open mind as far as what really helps in our day-to-day lives. What do we actually need to do? So this is a really good place to start, and just having kind of that blank slate. So everything that you've seen or done with regard to strength training, whether it's weightlifting, body weight, whatever it is, we can kind of throw that to the side and start from scratch. Strength building comes from systematically taxing or creating muscle fatigue. And systematic is the key word there. And so what we're doing is creating mild stresses to the body and then allowing the body to recover for the next 24, 48, even 72 hours. So it's really important that we understand that. Now, what I would say is the definition of strength in a fitness context, again, is let's say it's something that's usable. And there are different types of strength, so we can talk about those as well. But generally, let's just keep the definition as strength that will help your overall health and well-being. Okay, so now let me go into the next part. The best way, it's really only a two-step process. And the best thing that I've been able to distill strength or any type of fitness gain. And that is step number one is assess where you are, honest assessment. And step number two is take one step in the right direction, in a better direction. Now, there is one step in between there, and that is to create that direction. So step one, figure out where you are on the map. Step two, build a map. And then step three, take one step in the right direction. I say one step because that is very important. You don't want to try to do too much at one time because, again, injury, burnout, things like that are very real possibilities, especially if you're over 40. So self-reflection on current strength, we want to take the basic exercises and assess those. So what I would do to break down the basics is two legs, two pushes, and two pulls. This is what I mean by that. The leg exercises would be something like a wall sit. It's a great exercise to judge how strong your legs are. Just have a seat with your back against the wall in your invisible chair. There's nothing under your hips. You're just sitting 90 degrees at your knees, 90 degrees at your hips. You're creating those 90 degrees with your back against the wall. See how long you can go. Get up to about an 8 out of 10, maybe a 9 on, the burning. Your quads are burning. record that time. That's your starting point. Another great lower body is the squat. Standing in the middle of the room now, no wall to support you. You can bring your feet wide, slightly turn your toes out. And as you squat down, make sure your knees track directly over your toes. So your toes are turned out, your knees are going to go out slightly. If your toes are straight ahead, make sure your knees go straight ahead. And see how many squats you can do with good form without feeling anything in your back, your neck, your knees, anything like that. I mentioned there's two pulling exercises, two pushing exercises. Those are both in the upper body. Great pushing assessments are push-ups, overhead press. Those are two that you can do with weights. Bench press on your back or overhead press overhead. So those are both with either dumbbells, barbells, kettlebells, or you can do push-ups. So there was three. I gave you a little bonus there. So basically anything where you're pushing your hands away from you is a good pushing assessment. Next up is two pulling exercises. Now this is kind of hard to do unless you have some equipment, but bicep curl. It's a really good pulling motion. Or you can do a row. You can get a dumbbell and just, you know, bend forward a little bit and pull that dumbbell toward the belly button. Another great one, you do need a machine at the gym. The lat pull down is a great one. Or if you're strong enough, you can do pull-ups on a bar. See how many pull-ups you can do. Whatever you do, you want to see where you start. So as we talk about improvement, we really don't want to improve too fast. We don't want to try to improve too fast. Instead of saying, oh, I need to do so many more reps or so much more weight, what we want to actually focus on is trying to make what we're already doing actually easier. So, and this is a really important metric to gauge, right? So if we're going in, let's just say we're bench pressing and I have a 40-pound dumbbell in each hand and I'm doing bench press and I do, let's say 15 reps. I really like doing higher reps. It just feels better. But let's say I do 15 reps. And instead of thinking, okay, great, I did 15 today. Next week, I should try for 16 or maybe 20, or maybe I should add more weight. Instead of going there first, what we actually want to do is say, you know, I did 15 reps and it was a little bit challenging. And I felt like maybe toward the end, I had to sort of compensate and kind of wiggle my back or like overarch my back. Instead of that, I want to be able to do 15 reps with 100% pure form. No compensation. I want this to be easy. And if we make easy the goal, then we know we're getting stronger, and that is immediate feedback. Now, you can get that immediate feedback with adding weight. You know, if today you're bench pressing 40 pounds and in 6 months you're bench pressing 50, that is progress, right? But how hard is that 50? We don't want it to be super challenging. We want it to be challenging, but not too hard. Okay. So resistance training, progressive overload, and that progressive overload, again, is not just the weight, it's not just the reps, but it also is the ease and how it feels. Those strength gains, if you focus on consistency, is the key. Okay, so I want to talk for the last about minute and a half about this. You can get a fitness program from anywhere, right? You can go online, you can go on YouTube, you can find these fitness programs. The information is out there. In general, though, you only need probably 5 to 8 exercises. Track those over time and make those the exercises that you actually want to get better at. And then I will end with this. Consistency is more important than intensity. And this is how I can prove that to you. Consistency always leads to intensity, but intensity never leads to consistency. If you step in the weight room on Monday and you go too intense, you're not going back on Tuesday, maybe not even Wednesday. You're going to be sore, you're going to be hurting, you're going to be stiff. However, if you change it and you say, you know what, I don't have to go intense yet, I just need to be consistent. Go in, lift your weights on Monday. Maybe you do some cardio Tuesday. Lift weights again Wednesday. Stretching on Thursday. Weights again Friday. So notice we did 3 weightliftings per week, which is all you need, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, at a very light intensity. You have to live to fight another day. You want to be back tomorrow. You don't want to be so sore that you can't go to the gym or can't work out at your home. Then over time, your body starts to feel Remember we talked about ease. You want to make it feel easy. Your body starts to feel like, hey, you know, I can throw these 20s around a lot easier than I could when I first started. I feel intrinsically like I could do 25. That's the ticket. Because then the intensity comes, right? We focused on consistency, and the intensity automatically came out of that. It was a natural outgrowth of consistency. Nobody can tell me that if you go to the gym every single day for 6 months, that eventually you'll be lifting heavier weight. Of course you will, right? But if you switch it around, let's see how the other way goes. You go in again, you try to go super intense, you try to relive your high school glory days. Again, you're not going to be coming back, and that's not going to lead to consistency. In fact, quite the opposite. It will lead to an inconsistent workout routine where you're constantly putting on band-aids and licking your wounds and getting injured and not following Warren Buffett's advice. You want to be rich, don't lose money. You want to be fit, don't get injured. The best thing you can do if you are going into the weight room to get stronger is go lighter than you think you can go. And you can always ramp up. It's very hard to ramp down, especially if that bench press caused a shoulder injury. So I hope that helps you guys. I have devoted my life for this, toward this. I've been doing it for 20 years. I started because I had a significant back injury at 13. Yes, I was in eighth grade. It was awful. I tweaked my back, bulged a disc. And the reason was, is because I focused on intensity. I was the guy diving on the floor after loose basketballs and, you know, sacrificing my own body for the glory of the sports, right? And I learned my lesson. So I want to make sure you don't have to go through the same pain that I did. Really focus on gradual progression and see the big picture. 6 months from now, 1 year from now, if you are consistent, you will be fitter and you will be able to do more intensity. But let your body be the guide and always stay safe. Thank you so much for joining me on this episode of the podcast. Appreciate all of you tuning in. And if you have any questions, feel free to reach out and let me know. Thank you so much.